couple of meets left before the GPAC championships, believe it or not, then the NEI national championship. How about your squad, the men and the women? You feel like you're off to a pretty good start here in the indoor season?
Yes, I do. We had a meet last weekend, and from top to bottom, we really had some really good things happening. We took some kids that we feel like needed a little better competition up to Nebraska and ran up there, and Zach Turner, local kid, broke the school record again in the hurdles, and Annika Pengel ran 2:14. So that was good, but we're really knocking some times down and jumping and running pretty well, so it's kind of exciting to see them getting better.
I'm sure those your kids over the years love and taking a challenge run against those Division I people, don't they?
It is. I mean, it's good to be able to go up there to run against different uniforms as well, you know, because we pretty much go against the same crew every single weekend. So it's good to get competition where, you know, they're able to compete. He finished fourth out of all the Division I kids. So, and Annika made the special 800. So that was good to get in and run up against everybody before you get the nationals and against the kind of competition that they need.
I know the whole goal is, of course, the GPAC Conference Championships, Coach. It's coming up here before you know it.
That's right. Moving kids around and finding the depth that we need and what events that we can put the kids in to give us the best chance to perform at a high level. And they've really done that. We've had a really good group of middle distance kids, and because you got the 4, 6, 8,000, 3K, 5K, so you better be loaded. And Dort just won the national championship in cross country, and you know, they're loaded again, so we're trying to put our kids in the best position to score as many points as we can, and women as well, and they've really performed at a high level too, so we're pretty excited about where we are right now. I just can't find a way to screw them up in the next couple weeks.
I know we always like to see a lot of our Southwest Nebraska kids on your roster. You've had a nice assortment in the past, and I know this year as well. And Branson McDonald, I know from McCook High, and it's, you know, in the vault, had a great high school career. And I know it's kind of tough for a lot of freshmen to get their feet wet in the college that first year, isn't it?
It is a little bit. He sprained his ankle this summer in the street vault, and so he did not train all fall. And really just came back to being able to start running and training 3 weeks ago when we come back. So, you know, he hasn't had a lot of practice, and he's just getting to where he can run full speed again with everything. And we had Ramsey up here actually a couple weeks ago. He was up around here, so we brought him into practice. But he'll get back to where he at that level that he's expecting, and we're expecting him to pole vault, but we just got to get him healthy, and then he'll start doing some great things. And the Varela opened up with 50.4 in December, and then he strained a hamstring I think the second week, and then he's just starting to come back, and we have him in the 8 right now. You know, so yeah, we got some kids out there that can really help us.
And, of course, a lot you recruit all around the state, Coach, and you got some standouts, no question. I'm sure some young kids, but some of your older veterans, your juniors and your seniors, you got high hopes for them here towards the end of the indoor, right into the outdoor season too, don't you?
Right. You know, we're pretty fortunate. We have Matt Campbell, which is the two-time defending national champ, and he has a COVID year left, and he's actually coaching full-time at Missouri Western. And we have a Don alumni that's the head coach there, so he's actually letting him throw for us. And then Kalen Dockweiler was ranching, and he had a COVID year. And anyway, he's back and just about broke the school record in the 3K last week. So Allie Binder's another one that qualified for nationals, and she actually teaches for my wife up here. She's a principal at the Crete, and she lets her. I had to beg a lot, but she's running for us. So I think we have 6 kids back on a COVID year, so that's pretty fortunate that we're able to get them and actually the people that they're working for, allowing them to finish up that year. But they're really going to help us in that fifth year where we normally don't get fifth-year kids.
And I know you continue to search all around the state for recruits here in Southwest Nebraska. You just signed one recently in Maywood Hay Center sprinter Kylie Hedmonic. And I think, been fun to watch her last couple of years in the sprints, and also she runs at relay as well. And I think she's going to have some good things for you coming up there at Doan here in the years to come.
Yes. I mean, I was out there this fall and built a really great relationship with her and her parents. And I think, she's going to do some special things, and she's on teams that are at the top of the state in volleyball, and she knows how to win. So I'm excited to see what she's able to do. And we're still after a couple McCook kids and some other kids in that area. We signed the kid from Sydney, Leland Cameron, and actually his junior sister that's a 5'8" high jumper and 18-foot long jumper. So anyway, Ogallala, we're working a few kids. So anyway, we're working out there. I like my Western Nebraska kids.
No question about it. You saw on your Facebook page you signed somebody from Waverly. That's always been a good track school. Meridian, all these great track schools. Great kids, and you try to get them to come to Doan.
Yes, we've actually this fall, this early, we've actually signed a lot of kids. And we do have a lot of class C and B and D kids that actually end up doing really well for us. But, we're still after a lot of kids and need to keep improving. And they add a lot of depth to our teams. And, so we're pretty excited about that.
Well, Coach, we'll cross our fingers. The indoor season, after it ends, into the outdoor season, that the weather, the weather was just not great at all last spring for anybody, high school, the college ranks. Let's cross our fingers that this spring it can be a lot better.
Absolutely. We're fortunate to have an indoor facility, so we're able to still run, but we don't like running those curves with everything. But the field events, we can continue to keep doing some things, and not all with hammer and discus. We got to get outside and throw those things, but yeah, let's hope we have a little better weather than we did last year.
And I know your kids, your family, your kids are just track studs and doing some great things. And we'll be doing some great things coming up this spring as well.
Right. Zach is a decathlete, and he was top 17 in the nation. And Landon's a freshman, so he did really well at the state junior high meet. So he's really excited about running track, and that's one of his favorite sports. So, but he'll be a freshman. He'll have a learning curve, but he really likes competing, and both of them do. So it's fun to be able to have the time to go watch both of those excel in the things that they do. So that's what's been good about Doan allowing me to be able to do those things.